Everybody. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
And we're back on Sweet Tea and Tacos, finally.
I'm Jen.
I'm Dave.
And we have our daughter joining us.
Hello.
As well.
Who will be referred to as Fred.
Yeah, because that's her Animal Crossing name.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been over a year now since we produced the podcast, which is kind of hard to believe.
It is, and we're sorry. We're really sorry that we've been absent so long,
but
we've had a few things.
We've had major life changes.
Yes.
And there you go. So we moved. That's the big news from the Deep South.
Ta-da.
To the Wild Wild West.
The Wild Wild West, Texas. For job change.
Yep.
And that was a big process.
Yeah, big adventure.
I'm sure a lot of y'all have been through things like that. But
yeah, we really had not, in all the time that we had been married, we've not moved. We've just been in one kind of city or one area. And so, yeah, big change.
Yes, and, you know, change in the environment and food changes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of different stuff.
Right.
So, a lot of new experiences there. It's been good.
Yes.
Different.
Very different. So, what...
yeah, what are some different things that...
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
Fred. What do you want to call? What do you want to talk about?
There's a lot of Mexican food out here.
A lot of Mexican food. I kind of expected
way more,
that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Better too.
Yeah, very authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where we are in West Texas, it's not as much Tex-Mex as it is like real Mexican.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good.
There's some Tex-Mex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, there is.
Not as much barbecue as I thought there would be.
Mm-mm. No, definitely not.
Yeah, I expect a little bit more.
We had some good barbecue in Lubbock.
Yeah.
We had some good barbecue in Abilene.
Mm-hmm.
But right where we are is there's just hardly any.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So
there's some coming and going.
Yeah, we want to do a little bit more traveling around. That's kind of one of our goals while we live out here is to really explore Texas and maybe do kind of a barbecue trail, you know, adventure or something like San Antonio, Austin, that kind of
thing. Yeah, I've been able to go to some places in my work travels.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so.
Yeah, I have really not, so. And Fred, you haven't.
Nope.
Although barbecue's not necessarily your favorite thing.
I mean, I like barbecue. I will eat it. I just don't like crave barbecue.
Yeah.
I will totally eat it, but I'm just not like, oh, I have to have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think Dad and I are a little bit more into it.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah. And that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Not a whole lot of meat and three,
no.
Which is kind of a very Southern thing.
Sad.
Yeah, we really, I miss that.
Yeah.
I love a good meat and three.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like hardly any Greek places either.
Yeah,
right.
Greek, Lebanese, that kind of thing. And then we haven't found just a ton of good, really, really outstanding Asian, you know, sushi and that kind of thing.
Right.
Which
we're working on it.
We had a place back home that we just absolutely loved.
Yeah.
Nothing compares to it.
Checking things out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
but
grocery stores, of course, when you need to move somewhere else, the other thing, of course, we love to do that on vacation even. We'll go to the grocery store. Which is weird. But anyway.
Well, and I mean it depends. Like if we're at the beach or something, you know, you need to go
pick up
a few things for the week.
But even New Orleans. I love going to a grocery store in New Orleans. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we got a couple different grocery store chains out here and nothing that we had back home.
Oh, no. We only pretty much just had the one back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And out here, it's kind of the Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, we shop at the one that's kind of the Texas store.
The real big one.
Yeah.
That's we're very well known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of different ingredients and a lot of things that you have out here that you just didn't have where we were. You know, right. Tortillas.
The good ones.
The good fresh tortillas. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. They're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's been fun.
That has been fun. You know, a lot of new vegetables and things. And
oh, yeah.
Things you can get like that fresher.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then there's also, to me, a lot more kind of good, like, pre-prepared foods that, you know, like, for instance, say lasagna. You might back home go, and there's just one, like, brand of frozen lasagna at the grocery. And here, you know, they have a store brand, and they have several other brands, and... You know, with the move, we were not doing a lot of cooking at first because we were just trying to survive, trying to get our stuff unpacked and all that. And so we were really needing to rely on a lot of that kind of quick, pre-prepared, just heat it up and eat type stuff. So that was nice.
Yeah. And
we also just had to find a lot of easy meals to make, you know.
Right.
Like, what was that we did? With the sausage and the...
Little sausage, cabbage, and
onions. Oh, yeah. Like beef sausage, we saute it, and then do cabbage and onions, that kind of thing.
Or we'll do, like, pasta, fish sometimes.
Yeah, like frozen, just breaded fish and, you know.
Yep, highfalutin culinary there.
It's not gourmet by any means, but...
But we all have to do that. We have to live, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you have kids and then you're just in survival mode. Mm-hmm. We were, after the move, just in survival mode. So your culinary standards go way down. You just got to eat.
Mm. And then the tamales, there's a couple of tamale places here, which are nice to have because you have them year-round. They're still different. I don't know if I was just... young and enough to not really realize how big the tamales really were. Or
you
maybe,
mean when you lived?
Well, yeah, when I lived in California.
Yeah.
I always thought they were a lot bigger. You know, now we have the Delta tamales and the kind of the southern styled tamales are real small. Mm-hmm. So I expected the tamales out here to be a little bit bigger, and they are, but not like as big as I remember. But it might have been because I was small. But they're good. Yeah, we have several here, which is nice. And
right.
Oh, and the food, like, remember we went and we got enchiladas? Oh, okay. And they were so spicy.
That's
we
the
weren't
other thing.
Used to it at all.
The spice level.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can definitely tell we've been raised in the South with
a
style of Mexican food, which is not bad, but doesn't have the heat that maybe it kind of supposed to have.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's been some places we've been to, it's like, oh my. You know, this is good, but man.
And I've just kind of stayed away.
Yeah.
Because y'all found those places and y'all were like, oh my gosh, it's so spicy.
So there's this one place that's just burritos, and they're only open for breakfast and lunch. And they have some really good breakfast burritos. Mm-hmm. And then I went for lunch one day and I got a lunch burrito. And I was, oh my word. It was good, but I was like, this is so hot. I just don't know if I need this.
And you have a pretty good spice tolerance.
Yeah, I thought I did.
You thought you did,
I thought I did.
I think my spice tolerance has definitely gone up.
I think it all has for all of us.
I like ate something that I used to think was really spicy, and I was like, what is this? This is nothing after having like crazy enchiladas.
Yeah, you go a couple places and the enchilada sauces, even the basic ones.
And I got like the least spicy one, and I was dying.
Yeah. So that's been a change. And the other interesting thing is so many of the Mexican places have breakfast, you know, which is interesting. Not that I've been able to take advantage of it too much, but.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of places focus on breakfast out here because a lot more of where. Like,
yeah, probably the industries where
we're
we are.
We're with the oil industry. I mean, we don't work for that, but. There's so much of that out here that people are up really early, or maybe they're coming in off the field, you know, after a night on the clock, and they just need somewhere to get some breakfast. So
that, the barbecue has been a little disappointing where we are. There's just not a lot of it.
There's hardly any.
I'll be honest, I don't think we've been to a barbecue. No. We tried once.
Right.
One place, and it wasn't open.
Right.
The grocery store has a barbecue restaurant in it.
It does, and we've not tried that yet.
No.
And there's a couple new ones that have opened recently. There's a food truck one.
Oh, okay.
And,
there's lots of food trucks.
Yeah, there's a lot of more food trucks here than we had back where we lived, which is interesting. Similar size area to an extent.
Yeah, it's about 300,000 kind of population in the area. I think back home was a little bit more populated.
We had food trucks, but I feel like see them regularly here. Like back home, you would get a food truck for an event, but here,
or like a festival.
Yeah,
or
here you'll just like go to an event, or you'll go anywhere, and there's one like in the parking lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember we had that really good birria
ramen.
Oh, that birria. Oh,
birria. The two things that when I heard about it, I was like, oh, that's two things she loves, birria and ramen.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Birria ramen.
I'm addicted to birria tacos. It's a problem.
We had those a little bit, but not like there are here.
Oh, yeah. They're so good.
They're amazing.
And if y'all don't know what birria is, it's like kind of a... I don't know. Dave, you describe it.
It's kind of brisket. Pot roasty, almost a barbacoa-ish.
Yeah.
But then they have a sauce, and so they cook the tortilla with the sauce.
Kind of like a soup.
Yeah, like on the griddle.
Yeah, on the griddle.
Before they make the
And then there's cheese.
Taco.
It's kind of like a quesadilla taco thing with the soup.
And then you dip it in the soup.
Yeah.
It's like a French dip.
Yeah.
But kind of in a way. Yeah.
Mexican French dip.
But there's like kind of spices in that broth too. And it's just outstanding. Mm. So that was the base of the ramen. And then it had the noodles and the beef. Yeah.
But like I remember for the new year, we were trying to find some black eyed peas.
Nowhere. Not even at that place that you think of as being a meat and three chain place.
Yeah. And we had just come back. We had gone home, actually.
Yeah.
And come back. So it really wasn't time for us to cook and couldn't find it anywhere. So I don't know how our luck's going to be this year.
Like, I mean, you can find them in the grocery store.
Yeah, in the grocery, yeah.
But you would have thought they would have had them at that
somewhere.
That chain restaurant, the meat and three.
Characteristic southern restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially for chairs. New Year's. Eve or New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, nothing.
So, but yeah, it's been an adventure. And there's some things, you know, obviously we don't have out here, some things we're learning to appreciate and learning about, you know. Hopefully we're going to do some more traveling and get the experience, get you guys some good Texas barbecue, some more places like that. Work our way through the top 10 list.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to one so far.
Yeah.
But
and then hopefully
some of the famous places.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
But what else? So, I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of a we're still alive.
Right.
And we're trying to get ramped back up. We're cooking a fair amount now again.
We are.
Yeah. So I'm excited. You got me a really cool looking book for Christmas.
It was a wok book.
A wok cookbook. So that gives me a whole another good thing to get into.
Yeah.
And you got that crepe pan about woks.
We got a crepe pan for my birthday. So I'm interested to try that out. I know Aunt Erin will be proud of us when we decide to do some crepes.
Yep.
So.
And remember that thing that Jacques Pepin says
the
about
first crepe the
first crepe
dog.
Goes to the dog.
Yeah.
And who Ainsley. Is right here.
Yeah.
She's being the podcast dog today.
Yep.
She's not super interested at the moment.
Oh.
But she's sitting right next to me. But anyway, so that's an update of Sweet Tea and Tacos, and we do plan to kind of get back into it. And
hopefully we can interview some, like we know of some cool things that are right around in our area. Like
really cool stuff.
That they're maybe like kind of a niche farmer type. They're growing a certain crop or, you know, just whatever. And so hopefully.
So that's kind of where we're looking to go in this year is do some more interviews and find some of those niche producers and some neat stories to tell.
Right.
So hopefully good things to come.
Yeah. So hang with us. Yep. Sorry for the lapse, but you can go back and listen to some old episodes and get caught up on some of that, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for Sweet Tea and Tacos, I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
And?
Fred.
Yep. All right. Y'all have a good day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.